It's Thursday, February 19th, and welcome to HireIQ. Last July, 60 data centers in Northern Virginia disconnected from the power grid in the same millisecond. What almost happened next explains a lot about why the economy feels broken, even when the numbers say it isn't. On July 10th, 2024, a lightning arrestor failed on a high-voltage transmission line in Fairfax County, Virginia. It was a minor equipment malfunction, the kind that happens all the time. The voltage dipped by about 8%, well within normal operating range. But Northern Virginia isn't normal anymore. It's home to Data Center Alley, a 30-square-mile corridor hosting over 200 data centers that route roughly 70% of global internet traffic. These facilities run servers for Amazon, Microsoft, Google, and Meta, and they're programmed with hair trigger protection systems, set to disconnect at voltage dips as small as 5%, because even brief power fluctuations can destroy millions of dollars in hardware and corrupt the data of millions of users. When the voltage dipped, 60 data centers simultaneously switched to backup generators, not in seconds, in milliseconds, faster than any human could react. One moment, those facilities were pulling 1,500 megawatts from the grid. The next moment, they were gone. 1,500 megawatts is the output of 3 medium-sized power plants. Imagine shutting down 3 power plants in under a second, except in reverse. All that electricity was suddenly still being generated with nowhere to go. The power surged. And if the operators at PJM Interconnection and Dominion Energy hadn't acted fast, scrambling to cut generation before systems overloaded, the result could have been cascading blackouts across the region. They contained it, barely. The lights stayed on. Most people in Virginia had no idea how close they came. There was no press conference, no emergency alert, just grid operators working frantically behind the scenes while everyone else watched TV and checked their phones on servers in those same data centers. Federal regulators were shaken enough to launch a task force specifically to study this vulnerability. The North American Electric Reliability Corporation called it a wake-up call. But here's what should worry you. It keeps happening. Texas has logged 34 similar incidents since 2020. In one event, 400 facilities disconnected simultaneously, shedding 1,700 megawatts. The grid held. That time. Allison Silverstein, former senior advisor to the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, put it bluntly, "The behavior of data centers has the potential to cause cascading power outages for an entire region. And the problem is accelerating." Dominion Energy reported that its contracted data center power doubled in just 6 months in 2024. Virginia's total electricity consumption is projected to double over the next 15 years, almost entirely because of data centers. The grid wasn't built for this. 70% of American electrical infrastructure was constructed between the 1950s and 70s. It was designed for a world where demand grew slowly and predictably. That world is gone. So now we're rebuilding. New transmission lines, new substations, new generating capacity, tens of billions of dollars in infrastructure investment. The question is, who pays? If you're a homeowner, check your electric bill. You probably already know the answer. Near major data center hubs, electricity prices have increased by as much as 267%. In Oregon, residential customers pay around 20 cents per kilowatt hour. Data centers pay 8 cents. Same grid, same wires, different rules. In Virginia, Dominion Energy disconnected 339,000 households for non-payment in 2024 alone. 339,000 families who couldn't afford to keep the lights on. In the same year, the same utility was racing to connect data centers that consume more power than entire cities. Energy analyst Kathy Kunkel put it plainly, "It's almost inevitable that ordinary people are going to end up subsidizing the wealthiest industry in the world." This is the part nobody in Washington wants to say out loud. The economy looks great on paper. GDP growing 3%, corporate profits booming, stock market near all-time highs. But the gains aren't reaching people. Economists have a name for it, the jobless boom. White-collar jobs peaked in November 2022. That's the same month ChatGPT launched. In the 3 years since, finance, insurance, tech, and professional services have been quietly cutting headcount, even as revenue grows. These sectors represent 40% of GDP. They're supposed to be the engine of American prosperity, and they're shrinking their workforce while the economy expands. This has never happened before. Every previous jobless recovery followed a recession. Companies would lay off workers during the downturn, then slowly rebuild. But this time there was no recession. The economy kept growing. The jobs didn't. Here's where the money went instead. By some estimates, AI-related investment, chips, servers, data centers, electricity has become one of the largest drivers of US GDP growth over the past 2 years. Hundreds of billions of dollars flowing into infrastructure. But that capital didn't go to hiring. It went to the data centers we just talked about. The gains are real. They're just being captured by capital, not labor. To be clear, this is primarily a white-collar phenomenon. If you're an electrician or a plumber or an HVAC technician, demand for your skills is at record highs. The trades are booming, precisely because someone has to build and wire all those data centers. But if you're in finance, tech, consulting, marketing, the jobs that used to be the fast track to the upper middle class, the math has changed. You see this most starkly in what's happening to young people entering the workforce. Entry-level job postings have dropped 29 percentage points since January 2024. That's not a rounding error. Nearly one-third of starting positions have vanished from the American job market in under 2 years. Only 30% of 2025 college graduates found full-time work in their field. The unemployment rate for recent grads has climbed to 9.7%, now equal to the rate for people with only a high school diploma. For the first time in decades, a college degree offers no statistical advantage in finding work. A degree used to be a ticket to the middle class. Now it's barely a ticket to the lottery. And here's what makes this structural, not cyclical. The tasks that used to train young workers, research, drafting, analysis, the grunt work that teaches you how an organization actually functions, are increasingly handled by AI. Companies aren't just hiring fewer entry-level workers. They're eliminating the entry-level itself. The first rung of the ladder is being automated before anyone can grab it. So what do we do with this? The honest answer is that this is a policy question, not a self-help question. The way the gains from AI get distributed isn't written in stone. It's being decided right now. Oregon passed something called the Power Act last June. It creates a separate rate class for data centers, so infrastructure costs get charged to the companies that need them, not to families trying to keep their lights on. Amazon lobbied hard against it. It passed anyway. In January, 13 governors across the mid-Atlantic signed a statement pushing data centers to cover their share of grid costs. Microsoft announced a community-first AI infrastructure pledge, higher electricity rates, no property tax breaks, a commitment that building a data center won't raise your power bill. Whether these promises hold remains to be seen. But the fact that the largest companies in the world feel the need to make them tells you something. Here's what gives me hope. Vanguard's research found that the 100 occupations most exposed to AI are actually outperforming the rest of the job market. Wages in those roles grew 3.8% over the last 2 years. All other occupations, less than 1%. Now, some of that is people building AI infrastructure, the engineers and technicians wiring up those data centers. But a lot of it is people in ordinary jobs who figured out how to use these tools before their employers mandated it. The technology isn't replacing everyone. It's creating a widening gap between those who adapt and those who don't. The playbook is changing. The 30-year path, degree, job, ladder, is being rewritten in real time. That doesn't mean it's dead. It means the rules are shifting. And the people who understand what's happening have an edge over those who don't. One thing you can actually do, find out if your state has a separate rate class for data centers. Oregon does. Most states don't. That's a policy choice your legislators made or didn't make, and you're paying for it every month. Next time you see a headline about record profits or GDP growth, ask, where did the money go? Because right now, it's going to chips, to servers, to data centers that can vanish from the grid in milliseconds, leaving everyone else to absorb the surge. Stay informed, stay curious, and we'll see you tomorrow.